This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 are favorite verses for many. I've had these verses beautifully scripted, framed, and hung on my office wall. But what do they mean? As I reflected on them, a simple outline developed in my mind that can be followed in decision-making. First, pray. Then, learn well what God has said in His Word. Obey everything you know is His will as revealed in His Word. Finally, trust God to direct you in the unknown areas that are not explicitly stated in His Word. When it says you're not to lean on your own understanding, it doesn't mean you should not use your mind. It means, according to verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Notice in verse 13 and following, it encourages you to learn. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding, for she is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. As you gain understanding from God's Word, don't boast about how much you know, but consider what you know as the basis of a life of obedience. In those areas where you don't have clear guidance about what God's will might be, pray for wisdom to discern how you might honor and acknowledge the Lord in the circumstances you find yourself in. For example, verse 9 says, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, if that's what He has entrusted to you." More specifically, verse 27 says, "Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act." Pray, learn, obey, and trust Him. That's the way to honor and acknowledge the Lord daily.